Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Susie Lemon is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's a new friend. She's the president and the CEO of Dynamic Corporate Solutions Incorporated out of Jacksonville, Florida. She's an HR expert. Her company is consultants to small business owners just like you, just like me, helping them make sure that they get there. The people around them, the teams, are brought on board the right way and managed the right way. And she's our new friend, Susie Lemon. Welcome to the show.
This is great. I love the concept of this show to help small business and help America.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I'm glad you're doing what you're doing too, Susie, because I've said since I've been doing my show more than 15 years, that the two areas that small business owners really need to ramp up their professionalism and their effectiveness is in the area of marketing and human resources. And you're in the human resources world, so that's what we're going to talk about today. What do you think about my statement?
I think it's definitely true. I think the number one issue that keeps business owners up at night, those sleepless nights, is about people issues, employee issues,
yep.
and fear of lawsuits and compliance, and that's what I've been focusing on. I've been in business for 20 years,
right,
helping them to prevent as much of those sleepless nights as you can.
But doesn't that really start in the beginning, the first with bringing the right people on board?
Yeah, and it even starts before that, and you know that's what I'm always trying to emphasize, because we emphasize we're always thinking about the hiring process, but it really needs to start before the hiring process.
Mm-hmm.
And before the hiring process, you really need to think about what you need, and you know what kind of skills, what kind of person you need, what they're going to. I mean, in small business, you know, it's if you make a mistake on that, it can be far-reaching, and you've got to think about how much you're going to pay them. Not just all those things that go along with that, you know, benefits and all mm-hmm. those things ahead of time, and really prepare yourself. That's why I'm always a big proponent for a job description. Define that out. That forces the small business owner to define out what it mm-hmm. is that they're looking for and what those qualifications are before you even start the process.
And you know, Susie, for you and me, this is such an obvious thing to do, but for most small businesses, it's like the most excruciating homework they can imagine, isn't it?
It is. It's hard. It's very hard, and of course, that's why it's always good to have an HR partner that can help you with
that's
that.
Right. Yeah.
And I mentioned.
Do you help? Do you help people find? Do you help companies, small business owners, find the right people? Do you help them fill those slots?
Actually, have a sister company that I also own. That's a staffing company that does
right.
that.
Right.
And Dynamic Corporate Solutions, we help with that definition piece.
Right.
And all through the employment process. And
The small business owners, they have an opening. And I mean, there's a pretty good chance if you just threw a rock and at a small business and you hit one, you probably hit a small business where one employee is a big chunk of their staff. And they don't have the patience, they don't take the time, they don't do the discipline, they don't go through the discipline, they don't go through the steps necessary to find the best person, take the time to bring them on board the right way, and then get them installed in the position the right way. It's just not something that they think is the biggest alligator they have right now, is it?
No, and you know, one of the things, and here's a little soundbite for everyone out there and listening. Do not hire the first person that you like. You know, have multiple
right.
candidates. And mm-hmm. what happens is they'll get a referral from a friend of a friend of a friend.
Of course.
And they'll interview someone, and they'll do a I call it a cursory interview, where they don't really deep dive into questions that they should be asking
right.
them, behavior-based questions that really dig at how they think and how they're really going to handle certain situations in your workplace, and then they hire them. And then they realize after they get on the job they've made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And multiple, you got to fight that tendency, and I'm a small business owner too, and I want it. Oh man, I like this person. I'm going to hire him.
And you want to get it off your, you want to get it off your desk right now because it's in your way.
And you need somebody. You need somebody sitting in the seat. You need somebody doing the work, or you're doing the work, which you know
makes it worse.
Exactly. But you have to fight that because this is so critical. And what happens is down the road you go, gosh, I knew I should have listened to Susie, you know, when she was on that show, and got some candidates and spent some time, you know, structuring some questions that will really get at some of those things, so you're not going to get burned.
You know, when I had my consulting company years ago, I was executive vice president you could rent for a lot of small business owners. And one of the things I did, not because I wanted to, but because they needed me to, I would go through that screening process. They'd tell me they needed someone, and I'd put out a blind ad and get 100 resumes in, interview, talk to 10, interview 5, and boil it down to 2 or 3 and give those 2 or 3 to them. And they would, you know, then they, that's the only people they ever saw. And I would do that in a parallel universe. That's probably what you guys do.
That's what we do, and that's really very helpful. Because
I had 100% batting average when I quit doing that.
You're getting hundreds of applicants, and a lot of them are just not qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just getting none. I mean, you're just getting referrals from your brother-in-law's sister's cousin.
Right.
And the issue with that is, you know, you're not doing your due diligence like you should.
So is it? So that's, and folks, and it's not just because Susie's here. You've heard me say this before. If you need an employee, give it to a professional. Let them find out what the market will bear, what the waters look like out there, who's available. Let them help you take the right steps. Because if you know, Susie, I said this before you got here. If you do a good job of hiring, you don't have to get good at firing.
Exactly. Well, in most cases. You know, there's always exceptions to every rule. But, you know,
Susie. Hey, Susie, give me a website, please.
It's www.dynamiccorp.com.
Dynamiccorp.com. Suzanne K. Lemon, SPHR. Those are the letters on the end of her name. She and I will be right back. We're going to talk some more about how to help you do a better job with your people, with your employees, with your team, so you can be more profitable, sustain success longer. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
The place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.